I'm Roger Cooper, sitting in for Kevin Kelly. Thank you for tuning in for Live and Local. Today I'll be talking with a real firecracker of a young lady. She's the star in Annie at the Springfield Muni. And then I'll be talking with some artists and musicians from Kickapoo State Park. That's all coming up on Live and Lending, Live and Local. I'm Roger Cooper. Thanks for joining me. That's the overture from the musical Annie. That musical currently in production in Springfield at the Springfield Muni. It ran last weekend. It has another run this weekend. The star of that show is a very plucky 13-year-old. Her name is Ashley Emerson, and I talked with her, and we'll be listening in to a little conversation I had with her in just a few minutes here on Live and Local. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Roger Cooper, sitting in for Kevin Kelly, and I'll also be talking with two gentlemen from Kickapoo State Park. Randy McCabe of High Cross Road Band will be speaking with me, as well as Bob Pease of the Strings Attached group, and he'll also be telling us about the other musical events coming up at live at the Kickapoo Landing. Right now, let's go back to Annie and hear another tune. This is Maybe. That was Marissa O'Donnell performing Maybe from the Broadway musical Annie. In fact, this is from the 30th anniversary production CD recording of the work, Marissa O'Donnell starring in the title role. However, in Springfield, Ashley Eastman is the star of that production of Annie, which ran last weekend and will run again this weekend. I recently had a chance to talk with her, and I began by asking her how it felt to be a star in a production.
Yes, it's a great feeling.
Is this your first production?
No, this is my fourth Muni show.
Oh, what else have you been in?
I've been in Sound of Music in 2005, Annie Warbucks in 2006, and Music Man in 2008.
Wow, well, you are experienced, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, tell me, when you decided to be in Annie, when you first heard about they're putting on the show, what made you decide that you wanted to audition for it?
I heard about the show in December, and we found out the audition for it in March, and then I was listening to the movie, I was singing all the songs, and I was ready.
It sounds to me like you're ready right now. You're just ready to go, and you could just go and start singing a production right now.
Probably.
What was your audition like?
It was the first day. We had to just sing and dance, and then they called us back the next day, and they had to sing and dance a lot more.
Mm-hmm. What did you sing something from the show then?
We did. The first day we sang Hard Knock Life, and then the second day we sang Tomorrow and Never Fully Dressed Without a Smile.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said that you saw the movie, Annie?
Yes, a whole bunch of times.
Oh, so did you like the person who played your role in the movie?
Yes, she was really tomboy, which I am nothing like a tomboy at all, so I had to get how she was all tough and stuff.
So are you trying to be a tomboy too then in your production? Are you?
Yes, I'm trying to be really tomboy.
And how do you think you're doing?
I think I'm doing pretty good.
What is your favorite part of acting?
like dancing on stage with Daddy Warbucks, but I like dancing with my friends during Hard Knock Life.
Oh, uh-huh. So it sounds like you're really enjoying the show then and have made lots of good friends?
Yes, definitely.
Do you, now you're 13?
Yes.
So what year are you in school?
I'm in 8th grade at Christ the King.
Aha. Uh-huh. And have you participated in any of your musical or plays at school?
We don't have any, but we're starting one this year.
Aha. Uh-huh. And you'll be the seasoned professional then. You'll be able to show everybody the way.
Uh-huh.
So talking about the future then, do you plan to go to college and study music or maybe acting or what?
I would love to. I mean, and being on Broadway sounds really great to me right now.
Mm-hmm. I think you're ready right now. Do you have any favorite music from Annie that you'd like for us to play?
Hard Knock Life, Tomorrow, I Don't Need Anything But You. I don't know all of them.
Ah, okay. I don't suppose you could knock out a little bit of Tomorrow right now for us, could you?
Sure.
Ah, let's hear it.
The sun'll come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there'll be sun. There you go.
Oh, and that's great. I can hear you have a real personality going there and a real sparkle. I bet you are a joy to see on stage.
Thank you.
have a great show. I'm pretty sure you will. And it was nice talking with you.
It was nice talking to you too.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
And that was Ashley Eastman, 13, going on seasoned Broadway veteran. And she's the star of Annie at Springfield Muni. And that runs this weekend in Springfield, Illinois. And we urge you all to go and see that. It promises to be a very, very good performance, judging from the energy and spirit of that young lady. It's Live and Local. I'm Roger Cooper sitting in for Kevin Kelly this afternoon. Thank you for joining me. It's 12:16 and 88 degrees here on the campus of the University of Illinois. Today's broadcast is made possible with support from Sweeney Brothers Carpet and Rug Gallery of Bloomington, a Neurison preferred dealer at 11 Westport Court on Bloomington's east side. Sweeney Brothers, where the beauty of a room starts with the floor. Well, that lively tune that we heard introduced my next two guests. We're all here in the studio picking and grinning. Well, I guess they were picking, we're all grinning. It's Bob Pierce and Randy McCabe. They're here to tell us about the music at Kickapoo State Park. Randy is a member of the High Cross Road Band, and Bob is a member of the group Strings Attached. Gentlemen, welcome.
Welcome. Yeah, great to be here.
Well, start off by telling us what the music was that we just heard.
Oh, thanks, Roger. First of all, I want to say that young lady sounds great, the young lady from Springfield. What's the old vaudeville adage? Never follow a kid or a dog, right? Well, here we are. Oh, well. That tune there was an old tune written by a banjo player named Alan Munday, and it's called Uncle Clooney Played the Banjo, but Mostly Out of Time. It's kind of a funny title for a good old kind of swinging tune there. And the banjo player on that is the great Doug Covington from Fairmount, Illinois, who's in our High Cross Road Band. Mm-hmm. And that's a recording from the old days of our band when we still had Louise Brody on fiddle, too. So, yes.
So you are a string band?
Yeah, we're kind of a bluegrass band. Yeah, we kind of, I guess, push the limits a little bit of bluegrass now more than we used to, I suppose. But, well, you can hear that's kind of a swinging bluegrass tune there, you know. But, yeah, we call ourselves a bluegrass band. All strings, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We got a bass, a mandolin, guitar, and banjo now. And we're always on the lookout for a good fiddler. But right now we're fiddleless. Yeah.
Well, now you mentioned someone who was no longer with the group. And so are you going through reorganization now? Or?
No, we're actually, to be honest with you, Roger, we're kind of more of a reunion band anymore. We kind of get together and play a few gigs every year, and we have a lot of fun. But our heyday was back in the 80s, actually. We were kind of going strong about the same time that Alison Krauss was still a young thing here in town playing. And so we'd play festivals around with her and everything. We knew her and all the guys in her band from that first few years when she was just a local phenomenon, you know, before she became whatever she's become, huh? You know, it's amazing. So we all were kind of, this town was real, it's always been good for bluegrass, you know, going way back to the 50s and 60s when the Bray Brothers were gone. And John Hartford used to be a DJ out in Clinton, Illinois, as a matter of fact. So, yeah. So, anyway, that's our story. We kind of get together now and just have fun. So,
And I might add, we're really fortunate to get these guys reunion band together out at Kickapoo Landing, which, yeah, I mean, it's just a great thing for us to have such a fine band come out there.
Now, do you find that college students, well, since we're on a college campus, do they respond to your music?
Oh my, yes. We're good buddies with the great young bluegrass band in town right now, the Corn Desert Ramblers, and I enjoy catching those guys. You know, they're wonderful, and so they're kind of like the new cutting edge here in town. And I'm good buddies with Sam Payne, the guitar player. We like to get together and jam. Yeah, so they come out like the last time we were down at the Iron Post. Most of the guys from that band were down there hanging out, and Sam sat in, actually. So, yeah, there's, you know, the young people, there's kind of a resurgence in bluegrass here. And, you know, I don't, there was another band from town here that became the Yonder, I kind of forget the name of them now, but
Yonder Mountain String
Yonder
Band.
Yonder Mountain String Band. Yeah, those guys went off and did great things. Man, they really did something. And then the other one was Green Mountain Grass. I know back in the 90s they were going strong, and then they went down to Austin, Texas.
So it seems to be quite a tradition here in the
Yeah, there really is. It is.
We've also got a lot of other local, sort of local talent that has gone on to the big time. The Punch Brothers now have Noam Pikelny playing banjo with them, and he came out of Champaign-Urbana.
Right. He,
and they're out in Colorado now.
Waffle Haas was the name of the band when they played. Yeah, they used to be called Waffle Haas. Yeah,
Anyway, some fine musicians in the area.
Yeah, well, we heard a little bit about the High Cross Road Band. Tell us a little bit now about Strings Attached.
Okay, well, I thought I was mainly here just to kind of talk about the music in general out at Kickapoo Landing. Our music started, I'm one of the owners of the establishment out there, and the music started to be a regular thing out there about a year or two after we got started, about 8 years ago, when my band, Strings Attached, played out there just for fun to see what would come of it, and it was very well received. And so then people wanted more, and so now we've grown and grown to the point where now there are almost 20 different bands playing out there this summer on different occasions. We have music out there every Tuesday night between Memorial Day and Labor Day, and then every Friday night all the way from the beginning of April till the end of October.
Oh, that's great. So you have some, it's kind of outdoor playing, of course.
If the weather is cooperative, it's outdoors. These guys even had an instance one time where they were halfway through their show and it just downpoured, and they grabbed their instruments and equipment and dashed indoors and did another set inside the cafe, which was really a nice intimate setting. So yeah, it's a good time out there.
So what kinds of things do people do when they come to your concerts? I mean if it's outdoors, do they picnic on the grounds or camp? Or
well, yeah, actually Kickapoo Landing serves food. And that's one of the best-kept secrets out there, I think.
Don't keep it a secret.
No, let's promote it right now. No, the food out there is great. People are kind of surprised. I don't know what you guys are serving this week, but, you know, you've had, like, these skewers, right, chicken skewers or shrimp skewers, I guess it was, and salmon salad and whatnot and everything. So, yeah, there's plenty to eat there, and people do bring picnics. There's no alcohol allowed, Roger.
We get a lot of folks that come out and bring a blanket. I mean, they're kids and dogs and everything out there and out in the grass. Sometimes we'll have, you know, 200-300 people out there in lawn chairs listening to the bands. And there's no obligation for them to have to buy anything. It's just music in the park.
And you can just make it a part of your camping experience if
you're
out there camping.
We do get a lot of campers that come out and experience the music, but we do have many, many folks that are regulars that are out there every Tuesday and every Friday to support the bands.
Oh, that sounds like a wonderful time. I must confess I've never been, so I'm going to have to remedy that immediately.
Well, it's a beautiful setting. There's a little lake there and everything, and so it's wonderful.
Geese flying over, deer wandering by.
Crickets going in the frogs, whatnot. I call it the Hillbilly Ravinia. That's what I call it.
There we go. Let's hear a little bit more music now. What do you have next for us?
Well, this is a good old Bill Monroe tune. Bill Monroe, they call him the father of bluegrass, and this is one of his tunes about his Uncle Penn.
Once again, the High Cross Road Band in an Earl Monroe tune, I believe you said it was.
Bill Monroe.
Yeah. Okay.
You're confusing with Earl Scruggs. But that banjo work was probably as good as Earl could do.
Yeah, I frequently make that mistake.
Yeah.
And we're talking about the music at the Landing at Kickapoo. And you all are invited to come out for some great music. It goes through October the 29th.
Right.
With a different actor. Let's talk a little bit. How do you choose the music that?
That's a tough one. I have more people calling me that want to play out there than what we have dates for. We usually only have around 40 dates per year that we open up to music out there. And, I mean, telling you about these musicians, they love what they do because they're going out there and they're playing for no pay. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's amazing.
Well, now hold on.
Well, they do. We do let them have. We do let them have some dinner.
Yeah. And you pass the hat.
And we do pass an actual, honest, big old top hat around for folks to throw some money in if they want to support the bands. And the people are generally very, very supportive of.
And it is totally voluntary.
Of local bands, it's all voluntary.
This is news to me.
No, what? No, what?
I kid you.
No, it's not. You've been out there for years,
we've
Randy.
Been out there. Yeah, I kid you.
Anyway, yeah, all the musicians out there get to be part of the big family. It's a whole lot of fun. Mm-hmm. It's a whole lot of fun.
So how many years have you been out there?
Just 3 or 4 probably for me. My other group has played out there probably maybe a little bit more. I started playing out there with Oberon the Possum King, which is a local band here with Robin Kierton and Tom Foe and Willie Hope, who's now with Sandunga.
Yeah, which
who
we
I think
do
we
have
might
a cut
hear from later with
hopefully
the great
we can get it
Cuban
in.
Band. Yeah, Sandunga here. And then my other band, the Ruthless Goats, is playing out there with Jose Agusti and Pam Carsey and Banjo Gramps Iman. And we're playing out there again September 10th. I want to plug that a little bit, too. Mm-hmm. I guess we'll be back out there September 10th with the Ruthless Goats. So,
and we've got Jose Agusti is in another band I've got a cut on the CD that I gave you. Hopefully we can fit some of these in there. I don't know how many we can in the time we have, but... it's all, like I said, it's like a big family. Many of the musicians are in a variety of bands and all know each other and are all buddies with each other.
We're all kin, right?
That's right. That's right. We're all cousins.
So at some point, do y'all just get together and have a big hootenanny? Or?
Oh, yeah. That happens.
As a matter of fact,
this Sunday, I'll promote it right now. This Sunday, another one of our musicians, a guy by the name of Dave Lowe, has decided he wanted to get out and get musicians out there. So he has organized, with the park's blessing and with Kickapoo Landing's blessing, a once-a-month jam session. And so this Sunday from about 2 to 5 in the afternoon, pickers and grinners can gather out there. Anybody who wants to come and listen can gather out there. And we just have a big old jam session.
That sounds like great fun.
Last month it was a really fine turnout of musicians and listeners, even though the weather was a little bit hot, but people showed up anyway, and we had a great mix of instruments: fiddles, banjos, dobros, guitars, basses, a little bit of everything.
And what time is that again?
From 2 o'clock till 5 o'clock this Sunday out at Kickapoo Landing.
So if you play, or if you enjoy just sitting around listening, or you like to listen and dance, even, I suppose, then I'm sure you're all welcome to come out.
Tell you what, you've got something else queued up, but if you want, you can hear what that jam is going to kind of sound like. If you go to track number 3, it's a jam from out there at Kickapoo, recorded live. I think it may have been last year or something, with a bunch of the regular musicians that come out there. Ed Shackelford, Alan Waite, Doug Buchanan, Andy Weathers, and I think I'm back in the back end there with a banjo too, kind of quiet. Somebody stuck a microphone up on stage, and so we got a sort of a recording of this. If you want to run that through, they can hear sort of what that jam sounds like. And this is an old tune called I'll Fly Away, an old gospel number that's real common.
All righty, let's hit it.
That mandolin, chunk, chunk, chunk. Yeah. That's great.
That sounded like just a great time. That's one of my favorite types of musical events is when people bring out the guitars and everybody just sing old hymns and everybody tries to harmonize and It's just a great time. You sound like you were just having just
oh,
great
we have
fun
a blast
there.
Whenever that happens. That's a great old tune. It's Albert Brumley wrote that in 1929. I looked it up, and it's just as good now as it ever was.
Yeah, well, that took me back to the little brown church in the valley, as they say. Mm. Who were the musicians in this performance?
Okay, well, I mentioned before earlier, the guy singing lead that you could hear, he was closest to the microphone on that, was Andy Weathers, who's actually a school principal over by, I think, Ridge Farm in that area. And then he also was playing the mandolin. The dobro, that beautiful sliding dobro, was Doug Buchanan from right here in Urbana.
Doug Buchanan.
Yeah. Yep. And then Alan Waite was the one that kicked it off with the guitar. He's from Danville area. Fantastic guitarist. Ed Shackelford was playing guitar and doing some of the vocals. And then I was back in there on the banjo, too, playing some old clawhammer banjo on that song. Uh-huh. And we all pitched in on the vocals. And there were probably others there, too, that I don't even know who all was there. Because with a jam, it's just a big old group of people, and songs get passed around from person to person, and everybody joins in.
So just ordinary folks having an extraordinarily good time.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You mentioned the dobro. That's an instrument that perhaps we're not all familiar with. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, it looks like a guitar, except it has a big, looking like a hubcap in the middle of it, a big round steel thing. And down inside for the resonator portion, it has a thin cone of metal inside that gives it a unique sound. And oftentimes it's played with a steel bar that slides up and down the strings on the neck to get that unique slide sound.
But it's different than what I think of as the Hawaiian steel guitar. It's a completely different sound.
It's different. It's a little bit different, and it's known to go along with country music, but it also is really, really tied in with blues, which is a fantastic segue into another recording. If Randy doesn't mind me doing some of these other bands from out at the Landing instead of giving more credit to the High Cross Road Bluegrass, because those guys are awesome. They'll be there tomorrow.
Tomorrow night.
Be there for them. But another band that we get out there on a regular basis, we've had them almost since the get-go, is a group called Big Creek Guitar Band.
Mm-hmm.
They're headed up by a gentleman by the name of Tom Fouch, who lives right over by the Boy Scout camp over there in that area. And then also there's Dave Lindsay playing lead guitar. And then we've got Randy Smith on bass. And this tune, which is number one on there, is an old Howlin' Wolf song called Rockin' Daddy. And they do a lot of really nice blues. And if I'm not mistaken, I think Tom might be playing dobro on this song.
Uh-huh.
Yes, they call me the rocker. I can rock you all night long. Yeah, they call me the rocker. I want you to hesitate. Why I can let you down easy, just like jelly on a plate.
Now, that's what my mama would have called down-home whiskey-sipping music. But there's no whiskey to be sipped at Kickapoo, correct?
not legally, I guess.
It is totally family-oriented, and people are invited to come out with families and instruments for the Hootenanny and
absolutely
enjoy the concert. Yeah.
Yep.
Tell me a little bit about that tune that we just heard again. It was
it's a Howlin' Wolf tune.
I think I heard the wolf howl a little bit.
And I guess I'm not sure exactly when that was recorded. I don't really know all that much. I'm not a blues aficionado, but I sure like listening to it.
And who was the singer?
The lead singing on that was done by Dave Lindsay, who's from this area, and then the guitar, the resophonic guitar, we just had a little discussion about whether it's a dobro or a resophonic guitar, was being played by Tom Fouch, and then the bass behind it, that rock solid bass, is being done by Randy Smith.
Uh-huh.
And they're all local folks.
And This is an example of one of the bands that's at Kickapoo. Have they been there, or will they be there this season? Or?
They were just there actually this past week, and they will be back again. Let me look at my schedule. Big Creek Guitar Band will be back there on Friday, October the 8th.
And coming up this Friday, though, it's
High Crossroad Bluegrass.
High Crossroad Band, and here representing them, we have Randy McCabe.
Yeah.
Can we hear a little bit more of your band now? And
why not?
And we'll switch back and forth. You know, we still have
great.
Another 15 minutes or so.
Track 14. Kind of like to hear my brother sing one, I think. The band right now is my brother Ken McCabe on bass and vocals, who now lives in DeKalb. And then we got Wally Vispool on the east side of the Mississippi River. He's known as Wally. On the west side of the Mississippi River, he's known as Walter. He's a professor at the University of Iowa, so we must not, tease him.
But we can call him Ray, or we can call him
Jay,
or
exactly.
We can call
him Ray. Right, yeah. And then I'm Randy McCabe on guitar and vocals, and Wally sings too. And then Doug Covington is he's kind of the strong, silent type. He's playing banjo. He doesn't sing. So, but track 14 here, I guess, is an old Chris Christopherson tune that I like to hear my brother sing. It's called Darby's Castle.
The music always seems to have a smile built into it to me.
Oh, yes, it does. It does, doesn't it?
Now, that you said that was featured your brother?
Yeah, my brother Kenny. Yeah, singing there. He's playing bass and singing. Yeah, he's kind of the big, strong voice of the band. We like to sing harmonies together and stuff. So, and it was great to hear Louise Brody there. Louise was a daughter of is still a daughter of a the late Bruce Brody, who was a veterinarian here on the vet med staff here at the University of Illinois, a professor. And she's up in Chicagoland now and playing Scottish music in a band called Glen Eyre. If anybody if this signal gets up that far, you ought to hear Louise Brody, because she was, Roger, you've been around quite a while. You know that Paul Rowland, was it
The violin teacher?
The violin teacher. She was a student of Paul Rowland's. He was in being a local gal. She was in one of his early, classes, I guess, or whatever. I don't know how early it was, but yeah. So she was a graduate of that Paul Rowland program, which I know is still kind of well known in musical circles. So, but it's good to hear her again.
Yeah. So you find all kinds of. That's the good thing about music. You always find connections and 6 degrees of separation, I guess.
That's right.
Because you mentioned another connection with Fouch.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Well, he plays in a great many groups, and his dad played with was the leader of a band that played.
Mm-hmm. Mark Fouch.
Yeah, Mark Fouch Band, or Mark Fouch Orchestra, I think at one time I heard it called. And his son Tom, of course, is now carrying on the tradition of music. Mm-hmm. So
the music tradition continues here in Champaign-Urbana, and you guys are helping the bluegrass and string music tradition continue, and we thank you for that.
Oh, yeah.
And you can come out and enjoy more of that at Kickapoo Landing. Band Strings Attached will be performing there this Friday, and Randy.
No.
I'm a week away, right?
Yeah, Strings Attached is the group that I'm in, and actually the next time we'll be out there will be Tuesday the 24th, and then this Friday is Randy's group, High Crossroad Band.
Hey, speaking of all the great local music, I would be remiss not to mention the Folk and Roots Festival, which is coming up at the end of September, which kind of brings a lot of these groups together.
Where's that then?
That's right here in Urbana, the last weekend of September 24th and 25th. I think it's about time we ought to start building that up a little bit. We have a lot of string bands and Cajun bands, Zydeco bands and whatnot. They're having the headline act they're having this year is the Hot Club of Cowtown. I think is a kind of a swing group.
You can't miss that.
Yeah, it's a Friday and Saturday night, and all the events are in downtown Urbana, and it's really a wonderful thing they have at the Iron Post and the Rose Bowl and the Independent Media Center. Uh-huh. Just tons of great music, a lot of great energy last year. That Irish, you know, Liz Carroll was playing and everything, and that group up from Austin, Texas, his name escapes me right now, but they were wonderful. Robbie Faulks played last year. So anyway, that's the last weekend of September, so I'll turn it back over to Bob here, though, and promote a little Kickapoo Landing here.
Okay. Well, I'm always happy to do that. Just so folks know that we have a tremendous variety of music out there, and all the way from bluegrass to blues, as we heard a number earlier from Big Creek Guitar Band. But another band that people really like to come out and hear is a local group called Timber Train. And I've got that as track two on the CD that I brought in for you there. And they do quite a variety of stuff, including some, I guess, what would be called the doo-wop or bubblegum kind of era. And they have a really nice recording, and of course their live performance is even better than their recordings. This particular cut is Under the Boardwalk, which was very popular back in the day. Anyway, that song, as far as I know, let's see here. I think that was from the Drifters back in the 60s, probably.
And led to it then.
And that group is comprised of the lead guitar guy is Rick Kidd. And I guess this is an example of people don't even know who's right there in front of them in their own neighborhood. Rick is the guy you always see behind the counter at Armstrong Lumber in Urbana.
Uh-huh.
He's a, you know, great big unassuming sort of man, but he's got a fantastic baritone voice and plays guitar really with nice smooth licks. And then his wife Nancy is on keyboards, and then a friend of theirs, Carolyn White, is adding to the vocals as well, and their vocal mix is just delightful.
All right, here we are, Under the Boardwalk at the Landing.
Oh, the sun beats down, melts a tar upon the moon. Your shoes get so hot, wish your tired feet were fireproof. We'll be having some fun under the boardwalk. People walking above under the boardwalk. We'll be falling in love under the boardwalk. Boardwalk.
And that was Under the Boardwalk, and we heard it this afternoon here on Live and Local. I'm Roger Cooper sitting in for Kevin Kelly. Programs on WILL made possible with support from Sinfonia da Camera, whose 27th season explores music that has experienced a renaissance through movies including Rachmaninoff's Second Piano Concerto, The Sorcerer's Apprentice, and the Adagietto from Mahler's Symphony No. 5. More information available at 333-6280. I've been speaking with Bob Pierce and Randy McCabe on Live and Local, and we've been enjoying music of bands that are appearing at Kickapoo, and a little bit about Kickapoo, and we've certainly enjoyed talking with you gentlemen and enjoyed sharing the music, and thank you for stopping by. And do you have any final words you'd like to...
No, I hope to see some folks out there tomorrow night at Kickapoo Landing.
Hopefully the listeners can come out and join the fun out there at Kickapoo on Tuesday nights and Tuesday evenings and Friday evenings. Our music is 5:30 to 7:30 on those evenings. And then, of course, we've got that jam coming up this Sunday.
And don't forget there's great food, too. Bob and the staff really hustle out there. They really work hard to get the food out to folks and stuff. You guys
thank
do a good job out there. Very friendly staff and everything there. So, and good food. I keep telling people, just don't eat before
I
you
stay
go out.
I stay out of the kitchen, and I think that's
wise. Yeah, thanks. Stay out of there then, Bob. Just keep doing whatever you've been doing.
So that's all available at the Landing. In addition to that, of course, there's camping and all the other activities that are available at Kickapoo State Park, and that's in Danville. I'm Roger Cooper, and thank you for joining us on Live and Local this afternoon. I've been sitting in for Kevin Kelly. Kevin returns tomorrow with a Best Of program, and I'm sure that you'll enjoy that program as well. Looking at this afternoon's weather, the forecast calls for Sunny skies with a high of 88 degrees. It'll be clear tonight with a low of 65. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. The high expected to be around 92. Scattered showers and thunderstorms expected on Saturday. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 88. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low of 68. And currently, it's 88 degrees here on the campus of the University of Illinois. And that is I Am a Pilgrim. Ed Shackelford and Tom Fouch taking us out.